This Week in the Civil War, by Wednesday, October 14, 1863, Robert E. Lee and his Army of Northern Virginia, using a pattern similar to that of the Second Battle of Manassas in 1862, closed in on Manassas and Washington, D.C. George Meade, now aware of Lee's position, moved his Union forces quickly to interdict Lee. At Bristoe Station, Virginia, General A.P. Hill's Confederates attacked rear units of Meade's army, but were not strong enough to defeat the Federals. Lee forced Meade's army back to the Potomac. However, Meade assumed a strong defensive position, which ironically inhibited his ability to attack Lee. Lee's campaign had become one of constant maneuvering, with several lost opportunities both on the Confederate and Union side of the equation. Within a week, Lee would withdraw from the Manassas area, ending his campaign. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.